Hey, rock and roll fans, this is Radio Randy Rafferty, and we're at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn for the Hoolies Hooli. Ha ha ha, boy! Yeah, that was Radio Randy Rafferty. We got a packed show tonight.
Yeah.
Randy always seems to show up when we have kind of a hot act on the program. We're excited to have
him. Just like I used to flirt with those girls at Columbia College, right, Randy?
Yes. For our radio listeners, you'll know Randy as our old Columbia College professor.
Professor, yeah. If you've listened to some of our past podcasts, Randy makes an appearance quite a few times on this show.
Yep. Glad to have him. Tonight's special guest here at Fitzgerald.
Yeah, we're very excited to have these guys.
Will be Grant O'Brien and Mustafa Harris of Mufasa. I've blundered it already, and
you've
been butchering
his name all week to me because I've been trying to like Google him or spell it, and you're like, no, come on, there's a link to it.
All right, we're listening. This is 12:40 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hooli. We're live at Fitzgerald's. We broadcast here every Thursday. For our radio listeners, it's Saturday night. Welcome. So, yes, tonight's show is Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris. And they are the Hemispheres, one of my favorite groups in town here in Chicago.
Yeah,
they've played
fantastic.
The House of Blues and numbers of parties, and we'll be having them on the program shortly. Funny stuff in the news this week.
What's that?
My favorite story that I was reading about is this hitchhiking robot that was destroyed in Philadelphia.
A hitchhiking robot?
Have you read about this
no,
at all?
No, I've been kind of consumed in my own world with work this week.
All right, so I believe it's a Canadian company was doing sort of a social experiment where they had like a, remember Short Circuit?
Robot? Johnny Five,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Fisher Stevens played an Indian guy in the movie.
Absolutely.
They would never get away
was
with
Gutenberg
that today.
In that?
But anyway, it was like a Johnny Five experiment of a little robot that was hitchhiking. It was like an automated robot that'd be like, hi, my name's Toby, I need a ride.
Yeah.
And people would go, oh, it's like an automated robot. Put the robot in the car. And they would take the robot would be like, I'm going to New York City. And they'd go, okay. And it would people would drop it off in places where they thought the robot would be safe.
Uh-huh.
Like when they were done with the robot, they would just pull up to like a park bench and be like, hey, this is Oak Park. No one's going to hurt that robot. Like, so they dropped the robot off, and then some goo-goo would pick it up and take it to, like, a family party, and then drop it off, like, a week later, wherever the robot said its destination was.
Who owned the robot?
It was it was like a social experiment by these researchers, right?
Uh-huh.
So, well, it wound up in Philadelphia over the weekend, the next morning was all over the news that it had been, someone assaulted it, someone killed the robot, all right?
Oh, boy.
And it was destroyed into hundreds of pieces. And that cracked me up for some reason that it got into Philly, and right away the people in Philly were like, what's this robot doing talking to me?
Yeah.
Beat that robot up. And I think it's probably a bunch of drunk college kids that destroyed it. But it was all over the news, and the woman who was in charge of the social experiment tried to say that it had won the hearts and minds of everyone it ever encountered and the world. But I hadn't heard about it at all until it was destroyed. And my argument is that the robot getting destroyed is the greatest thing that ever happened to the robot and that woman because she's going to get a movie deal out of it somewhere.
Oh, what, like a new Johnny Five? They're going to make like a new... You never know.
It's going to be called The Social Experiment. And it's about a nice robot that tries to make its way from Joliet to, the North Side somehow.
Okay.
And it means a.
Hey, I didn't know that we were planning outfits tonight. What the heck?
Yeah,
man.
Red. Hey, we're brothers
blue
in red.
Blue hats and red shirts, yeah.
Twins do that sometimes. It's an inadvertent thing that tends to happen. We got a twin on the program.
I don't know,
later.
Yeah, we
Grant
do.
Grant O'Brien is a twin. We can ask him a little bit about what that's like. We know all about it. Another story that I liked, man arrested after allegedly giving a child a wet willy.
What?
Yeah, this cracked me up. Some guy, get a load of the. I'd like to show his picture to the audience. He's a nice-looking fellow. But he was arrested. His name is...
You know who he looks like? Jeremy... what's that actor that used to be on Law & Order?
Jeremy Sisto?
He does look like him, doesn't he?
He does look like him, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in the audience is like, who the hell is Jeremy Sisto? This guy's name is Michael Migiani. He's 34, and he was in a business waiting room, and a boy was sitting with his mother, and the kid made a crack to him. And the guy turned around and gave the kid a wet willy. And the mother flipped out and had the guy arrested, which I think is kind of funny. And I do think it's funny is that the guy, after he gave the kid the wet willy, he ran.
He ran?
Yeah. Like, he gave the kid a wet willy, and he paused for a moment, and he went, ooh, and then just took off booking, and he got picked up. He was released on $500 bond. Can you imagine calling your mom up and going,
well, how old was
I need a nickel because I gave this obnoxious kid a wet willy at Walmart, and I got arrested for it. That's kind of the most innocent sort of jab you can do. And
I go into Walmart.
It's the end of it. I think Trump is going to be arguing that wet willy should be allowed.
I go into Walmarts, and I deal with some store managers there that I'd like to give some wet willies to them sometimes.
Yeah, you were talking to me about this the other day, that you walked into, we won't mention the supermarket, but you're like, hey, is this you got to move these boxes of wine, and you looked at the wine, and it was from like 2006.
It was unbelievable, yeah. Guy and, thought he was going to scam me.
But we're not talking about like Dom Perry, like we're not talking about fine wine here. This is like...
No, I go into the store to introduce myself and be professional. And this guy's sitting there, and
it was booze, not wine. Booze doesn't really go bad.
No, it was wine. And I walk in, and I'm like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm going to be taking over this route." The guy is shoving Chinese food in his face, yeah. And he won't get up out of his seat to shake my hand. I'm going, "Oh, well, this is going to be a darling relationship over the next year."
Yeah,
you know. And he turns to me, and he goes, "Hey, you got a lot of this product in the back," and I went, "Well, okay. Well, let me go take a look at it because 90 days unsold. Yeah, we might take it back."
This is booze jargon.
He was trying to get me, you know, and I was like, sir, this is vinegar. It's 2000. It's like, I'm not going to say what neighborhood it was in or where we were at.
Sure. They were like, no, that's okay. People buy it. It's good.
So that was the introduction to my promotion within my job.
Yeah. I know. You got a promotion, and the one thing I wanted to ask you, because this is another story I'm getting at, have you stopped playing scratch-off tickets now that you have got a new promotion?
No, I still play.
I know you're a big fan of those, and I read this happened in Rome, Georgia. A Georgia man recovered 10 grand of lottery tickets he had thrown away in the garbage. Scratch-offs.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's something? You know what's funny about that? You just mentioned that. I had a buddy of mine who won 10 grand on a scratch-off.
Yeah.
And he had once told me, well, I said, well, come on. I mean, how much money do you spend on these things to win that kind of dough?
10 grand.
He's like, oh, I was spending like, you know, 50 bucks a day here or there on those $10 scratch-offs. And for a while I was doing it. I had a shoebox filled with them because he told me that you could, it was like a tax write-off, it's a gambling loss.
You
could
show your account and all your quick picks. Get all that money back.
No, you don't. Unless if you won a significant amount, I think it was, then you could, you know, take it. But
well, anyway, this guy, his name was Cedric Jackson. He goes into like a mini mart and thinks they're losers, and he tosses. He hands them to the clerk and he goes, toss these. Then he goes home for a few hours and he figures out, wait a second, I think I might have won.
Yeah.
And he goes back and he goes, I won. And the guy goes, no, you threw it away. And he goes, No, I won. And they dig through the garbage and nothing, right?
Right.
And the guy goes home empty-handed. And then the clerk calls him like an hour later and he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, I found it in the garbage. But I threw it in the garbage can in my office.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy had a moral dilemma and then called him back and went, oh, I'm sorry, you really did win. But Ricky Singh is that guy's name. And he probably figured out that he's going to get a cut anyway.
Well, I mean, he's only getting 7 grand if he won 10 G's on a scratch off.
Well, the store will get 700 bucks.
There you go. Should we take a little
there you
commercial?
Go.
I don't want to talk gambling losses. That's something that's a rough topic with me. do you want to get to a commercial so we can get to our guests?
Yeah, let's do a commercial break. I want to give a shout out to Brendan O'Connor from Big Guy Sausage. He just walked in the room tonight. Hi, Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan's one of our sponsors. Thanks for being here, Brendan.
He's got a big event coming up this weekend.
That's right.
I saw him yesterday morning. I was waking up yesterday morning. And I hear his voice on WGN with Anna Belleval.
Yeah.
And it was a clip, actually. Well, I saw it, but then there was a clip that was kind of trending all over Facebook and YouTube. She butchered the Roosevelt Road. She called it Roosevelt Road.
Yeah.
Like a W. which, hey, that's good for you, Brendan. That's
Roosevelt
good PR.
Road?
For good press. Yeah, Roosevelt Road.
Good PR. You should.
Yeah, it sounded like that, yeah.
All right, well, this is the Hooli's Hooli, and let's go to a Big Guy Sausage commercial right now.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Yeah, we don't serve weenies at Big Guy Sausage, do we, Bill?
No, but I'm not serving them. Brendan O'Connor is, but I don't think he does either.
We serve sausage.
Sausage.
Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC. We are live at Fitzgerald's. Fitzgerald's is going to be closed tonight on Saturday night.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
what's
they're closed for a private wedding. That is something that you can do if you're into it here. They do a lot of
Absolutely,
weddings at Fitzgerald's,
yeah.
And they put on a great
sidebar is open.
Sidebar is open. Come in, have a few pops in the sidebar if you're down for it, you know?
Hey, you might go into the sidebar and there might be like some beautiful chick who's
wedding crasher style.
No, there might be somebody who's getting ignored at the wedding, and you can go and maybe you'd be successful.
You can sing her some songs. Yeah. On Sunday, the Rob Parton Big Band will be here. It's Fitzgerald's former Sunday Big Band jazz regular Rob Parton Big Band will be putting on his show. He's been the associate professor of trumpet at Capital University in Ohio since the fall of 2010, and prior to this position, Parton was a tenured associate professor of jazz studies and trumpet in Chicago. You should come out and see the big band stuff here.
I've been to Capri on a Sunday night to have dinner, and you can hear the big band. And then I walked in the room. It's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's very cool. Definitely something to go check out.
So, yeah, Sunday you can see the Rob Parton Big Band here at Fitzgerald. Starts at 6 p.m., $15 at the door, $5 for kids. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, our first guests tonight are members of the Hemispheres, which is one of my favorite bands growing around in my head lately. And Grant O'Brien has been a friend of mine since childhood. His cousin Clayton O'Brien is one of my very dear friends and a contributor to this program.
Absolutely.
Quite regularly.
We know Clay on this show, yeah.
He has brought with him Mufasa. Am I doing it right?
Mufasa. Come on, Pat.
This is going to be a bit. You know, I've done two. Third times, you know, maybe people laugh the third time.
This isn't the first time you've butchered it two or three
Rule
times.
Rule of threes.
Yeah.
Mufasa Harris is here as well. So welcome to the program, Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris. Why don't you gentlemen pull up a chair here?
Yeah, you know, the O'Briens were, I think when we were at St. Luke's, were they, you know, they were like, what were they, like kindergarten or second grade when we were like eighth graders? They might have been like the only other set of twins at Luke's.
Well, we'll figure it out right now. Grant, are you happy to reveal your age for the audience?
Yeah, I'm 26.
All right, so I'm...
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, first grade, eighth grade,
right.
Sure.
Yeah. No, more like...
Well, so you're Clayton's age, you know, Clayton being my sister's age, you guys were, about 6 years or so ahead of me.
Oh, no. Well, thanks. Hey, I'm 31. Awesome.
Might as well out you guys.
Now,
I remember
you have a twin brother, which is something that we both share in common. You guys both kind of entered showbiz the same, in different ways, but you're both in showbiz. You are a piano player and musician and composer, and your brother is a singer and song and dance man.
Song and dance. Yeah, that's right. I started taking piano lessons when I was a kid, I think just as something to do. I'm tall and terribly uncoordinated, so I think my mom said, you know, at very best, we're going to have to get you behind a piano because...
Greatest gift she ever gave you.
Yeah, without question. I mean, nice. I never looked back. Nice. Nothing was more boring to me than standing in the outfield waiting for, you know, Timmy to hit a fly ball to me because if he did, I was just going to be scared. So it was much better that I pursued the piano. And, part of that, I think, you know, just carried with me along the way. And then I think... I don't want to say that was the beginning of it. But, you know, I come obviously from my grandmother's quite.
Yeah, you are the grandson of the Jerry McPartland, the very well-known McPartland in the Chicago.
That's right.
Community.
So you know how twins skip a generation. Her also being a twin, but
yes.
I think musical talent does as well.
Yes.
No offense to my father, who's sitting here in the audience, but you know he actually, I don't want to get him on the mic and volunteer him, but he can do a mean Chicago.
Your grandmother is famous for her singing and impromptu singing also.
Yeah, without question.
But I think I'm correct. When doesn't she sing at a restaurant in Lake Geneva occasionally?
Yeah, she sings up at Mars Resort on Lake Como, and she's there. You know, you can find her there pretty much any Saturday between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
She was there 2 weeks ago when I was up there, and I had a buddy of mine. Who I was going to go meet out for drinks, and he sent me a text, and we were up near Chuck's and Gordy's up there, and I said, where are you? And he goes, I'm at Mars. Jerry McPartland's up here. And I went, I guess we're not hanging out tonight, because he stayed up there to hang out, and they had a good time. So Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
You know, Mars is a great time. I always classify. I mean, the folks that sing there really are incredibly talented. I mean, Wayne Mesmer's up there quite a bit.
Wayne Mesmer, the old used to sing the national anthem for the Blackhawks.
That's right. There's a lot of local characters, but I mean, a lot of them have their vocals are incredible. They got a new piano player who's kind of taking the reins up there, and it's almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. You kind of see. It's really amusing, but at the same time, talented.
I'll tell you what, this show is kind of like a Saturday Night Live sketch sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe like the old Sweeney Sisters used to do. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Grant. Have you ever, at the family parties, you were pulled aside to play the piano while Grandma sang for everybody?
Yeah, I'm definitely her official piano player. That just comes with the territory. And again, like I said, I kind of owe her, because I think any musical ability I inherited, it came right from her. So I'll play for her forever if I can.
Now, you've brought Mufasa Harris with you, who's a Chicago guy as well, and you guys are both in a band called The Hemispheres. And how long have you guys been with The Hemispheres?
I joined up, I think, 2012, I think, like March of 2012 or something around that time. So I've been with them for a couple of years now.
And it's a big band. We were originally going to get the whole band over here, but we were afraid that the walls would shatter. How many of you guys are in the band?
It varies. So, we'll kind of get to where Mufasa's coming from. But, you know, originally it was 8 members. We've got, two horns, 2 guitars, bass player, drum kit, piano, singer. And then up until recently, I think May was our first. December, we did a gig with,
we did our first set together December of last year at the Cobra Lounge. And it was pretty amazing atmosphere that night for me. Me coming in as the new guy.
Yeah.
But the crowd received me well. I have favorable love for the band members and their families. Their families have embraced me.
Now, you're a Southsider.
Yes, I am. Sox fan.
Sox. We like that.
And you went to Corliss High School.
I did.
I'm a Mount Carmel guy. We both shared a football
stadium.
Yeah, we do Gailey
Stadium. You know, we beat you. If we could have beat you guys, we would have done that. But you guys were in the private class of the educational field. But it's okay. It's really good. Yeah.
Now, how did you stumble across these guys, the Hemispheres?
Other way around.
I say we stumbled across each other.
Sure.
So, basically, I have done for the past 2 years, I did this competition called Bar One Big Break. Yes, it's Bar One Big Break. It's usually held at Duffy's. It's an Irish tavern.
I know Duffy's. Duffy's on Diversity?
In Sheridan, correct.
No, yeah, okay.
Because I work at a Duffy's in Forest Park, and people try to they confuse us. We'd love to have you come over there and sing, though.
Oh, not a problem, bro.
It's not even close. PJ Hayes says to me.
A gentleman by the name of Tom Piazza actually owns Duffy's. And
right.
He actually sponsors this contest called Bar One Big Break, which is the biggest vocal competition in the city of Chicago.
Cool.
And I got introduced to the competition because my best friend, his name is Shannon Stevenson. He's actually one of the judges for the competition.
Right.
He won the competition in 2011.
Okay.
So when he won the competition, I decided,
I got to go do it because I got to go do it.
Right. Correct. And back then it was for $20,000 at that point.
Wow.
So, but when he did the competition, he won it, and I decided to try out that next year. I did try out, and I went just to see how things were going through it, and went through 4 rounds of it. But then the following year, I competed.
Yep.
I got to the 7th round. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was dealing with her health issues, I had to forfeit the competition. But last year, I got into the competition again at her request.
Yes.
And prior to that, Jay Polano is one of the bass players of the Hemispheres.
In the Hemispheres.
He actually is a friend of mine, and we met, and he brought me to an audition for these guys. And when he brought me to the audition, I mean, it was like, I think it was love at first sight. I think we all had man crushes on each other. But
now, when is the competition taking place this year?
It's actually taking place at Duffy's. That's 420 West Diversity.
And when's it going down?
Every Monday night for the next 3 Mondays. We're actually in round 8.
Right.
Moved on to round 8.
Cool.
Nice.
If you guys can come on out and lend your vote, everyone that comes out gets 2 votes.
Yep.
You know, you have the option to vote, for moi.
Absolutely.
Mufasa as I Harris. Would. Mufasa. Everybody knows who that is. You can actually hit Duffy's webpage up. They do have a Facebook page, Duffy Tavern.
Mufasa, Patty used to be a bartender down the street over at Durkin's.
And Durkin's, yeah.
Really? So we know that territory very well.
Cool.
He wasn't very well received there, though, were you?
I got fired from Durkin's, yeah.
Yeah. Did you make bad drinks? Or what?
No.
Free drinks.
No, you know how I got fired? A guy I knew, I was walking past the bar one day, and I had worked there, and some older guys that I had known from college were sitting in the bar, and they saw me walking off the brown line, and they waved at me. They go, hey, don't you work here? I said, yeah. They go, come on in, have a drink with us. And then they discovered that I drank for like a dollar, you know, so... And they were like, oh, do you get half off on drinks and stuff? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I was kind of young and naive. It was like my first bar job. And they were like, will you just get us drinks and put them under your name? And I was like, yeah, sure. So they had like 45 Red Bull and vodkas.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
then at the end good. Of the, and they were, and the girl kept charging a buck. And at the end of the, but she didn't know not to hit, she didn't know to hit like $1 sale. Anyway, they said I was stealing. So.
That's
that story.
Such a good waste of bartender talent.
And then it was on to Kitty O'Shea's, right, Pat?
Yeah, then it was on to Kitty O'Shea's.
I have been to Kitty O'Shea's. It's quite nice.
All right, well, let's do a couple numbers. And we'll...
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Now, what is the connection? Now we had heard through the grapevine. What's the connection with Al Green? Is there a connection here?
There is. This is something
Bill
that
wasn't
really,
here for the pre-interview.
I wasn't here for the pre-interview. Well, sorry.
The pre-interview is, Al Green is, he's an uncle of mine.
Awesome.
It's nothing that, you know, we'd rather discuss right now.
Yeah.
Complex family trees. I mean, yes, you guys are Southsiders, you get that.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I get it.
Way
I got a buddy of mine who's a buddy guy's nephew. Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a number. Do you want to go right into it?
I think we're going to kick it off. I mean, we got some ballads. It's just me and Mufasa tonight. I'm going to sound the keys. We're going to keep it kind of slow and casual. We're going to start off with the Lionel Richie tune.
All right,
so,
cool.
So the thing is, we want to, you know, we want to appease to the ladies of the crowd.
Yeah,
okay. Your listeners.
Packed with them tonight.
Right?
Yeah. So, packed with ladies, yeah. Right. I think I see my beautiful girlfriend Bridget sitting over there, and... I think there's Tam of Tam and Dan Band, and she's sitting over there in the corner.
All right, cool. So we're going to let you guys make your way to the instruments here, and we'll take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris will be entertaining the crowd.
Yes.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. We're live at Fitzgerald's. It's Thursday night, but for our radio listeners... you know what day it is. We're back, and Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris of the Hemispheres are on the program tonight. Yes. And we're going to do a little number now. Which one are we going to do again?
We are going to give you guys a little bit of some Commodores. We got some Commodore fans in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give you guys a little bit of that. Well, easy.
All right. So take it away, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. It seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You know I beg, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Yeah. I'm easy like sun morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. Chains on me. You know I've paid my dues to make it. Yeah. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. But I'm not happy when I try to fake it. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Easy like Sunday morning. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
That good stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Real easy.
That's fun. That was beautiful.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
We got some hecklers out here.
That is why I invite you guys on out to Duffy's, man.
Yeah. When is it again?
Monday nights, right?
Monday nights.
Every Monday night.
Every Monday night for the next 3-4 Monday nights, I will be at Duffy's.
And we're around 8.
Yes. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock start, you know. You guys vote about 10 o'clock, you know. You know, help me get closer to the $10,000. I can use the money.
That was a real treat.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to go? Do you want to go into another
hey,
number?
You know what? I want to say something real quick. Do you know who Grant O'Brien kind of reminds me of?
Who's that?
A young Murphy Dunn.
I know. You said this to me yesterday. But I think it's because he's Irish and he plays piano.
Yeah, right.
Murphy
Dunn's your buddy on Facebook, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, people will remember.
Fenwick guy, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a Fenwick guy. A lot of people will remember Murphy Dunn from, he's Murph of Murph and the Magic Tones from the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, he was George Dunn's son, yeah.
He was George Dunn's son and a Second City guy, yeah.
Yes, he was.
So he's a hell of an artist, too. So, yes, Grant, you do remind me a little bit of Murphy Dunn.
Yeah.
Let's do another number.
Sure.
We got a couple in the on the list here.
Let's do Stand By Me, bro.
Benny King.
Little Benny King.
God rest his soul. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. Yeah. We're live at Fitzgerald's with Mufasa Harris and Grant O'Brien of the Hemispheres.
Yes.
And they're about to do a little number for the crowd that everyone will know. By Ben E. King.
Stand by me. Come on, Grant.
when the sky that you look upon, oh, oh, should crumble and fall, for the mountains should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand, stand by me. Darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand.
Stand by me. That's Mufasa Harris.
Yes, the one and only.
And Grand Ole Keys. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll riff with Brendan O'Connor from Big Guys Sausage.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
We'll be the Hoolies Hoolie will be back after these short messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back, Hooli Hooli, yeah. 1240 AM WSBC. We're live at Fitzgerald's.
Taking a little break from the hemispheres, Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris.
How about that? That's great stuff right there. Mufasa.
What a treat.
Yeah, it's a treat to have those gentlemen here. It's also a treat to have our pal Brendan O'Connor join the program.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners will know Brendan from the Big Guy's Sausage. He is a sponsor of the Hooli Hooli, so Brendan, thank you for being a loyal sponsor.
My pleasure.
And you perhaps have the biggest weekend of the year ahead of you for, as far as Big Guys goes. Super Bowl Sunday is pretty big for you guys as well. But this is your
yeah,
All-Americana.
This is a big one. And thanks for having me follow Mufasa. That was it's our fourth annual Sausage Fest coming up Saturday, August 8th at Big Guy's Sausage Stand.
That's right. So if you're listening to this tonight, it's 7 o'clock. You can shoot over there. Brendan, what time are the festivities going on?
Midnight.
Till? See, there you go.
And what's the address over there at Big Guy's?
7021 Roosevelt Road, right across from the Jewels.
That's right.
In Berwyn.
There you go.
What are the special events planned for Big Guy's Sausage Fest this
All
year?
All right. We have loads of awesome activities. We have a bunch of live music. We have pig we're roasting. Right now I got that thing brining. We're smoking it tomorrow. I got 9 different sausages on one stick.
I saw that. It's like a sausage kebab.
So that's the food specials. We have all of our whole menu going on inside.
Right.
That's just outside on our big food trailer. We're cooking all that stuff up.
Yep.
We have Buckle Down Brewery sponsored some kegs.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys had...
Fiddlesticks, I believe is...
You guys had a vodka sponsor last year, if I remember.
We have them again today. That's our main sponsor, Deep Betty Vodka.
All
so
right.
we have, yeah, we're going to have their let's see, what do they got? They have
blue raspberry vodka. That is the big hit, if I remember correctly.
No, no, no. They don't do the blue. They don't have any weird colors.
No,
they've
Deep
got,
Eddie's just Deep Eddie vodka.
You know why? They gave me a pair of blue sunglasses.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
I
have like 45 pairs of those still at my
great.
House.
I still got them.
I hope
they
bring them again.
Free.
Yeah. So what? Deep Eddie's got. We got some cool stuff because they've got the stuff is addictive. They got a ruby red vodka.
Yes.
Yep. And it's actually delicious. Like it's real grapefruit. It's not like. You know, whatever. But we, so we got that with soda. We got lemon drops.
So
we
there
got
is
John
a,
Daly's.
There is a. You got booze at this.
We got
thing.
A lot of booze.
And it's
yeah.
family friendly as well.
Sausage.
We got a couple
beer,
bounce houses.
Booze.
Let the kids bounce.
Bouncy
the
houses.
Parents have
now,
some
is
pops.
There? There's no cover to go, right?
Free admission.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, everything's real reasonable.
You just got to pay
hey,
for
is
the
there
food
like
booze.
A,
it's like a block party. Kind
is there
of.
Still
it's
a block
like
party,
a,
is there
yeah.
still like a hot dog eating contest?
We have a two-foot Italian sausage eating
Holy
contest.
Cow.
So that's on grilled garlic bread with peppers, onions, and hot jardinera.
Holy
First
smoke.
One to finish 2 feet wins.
Two feet?
Yes.
Holy cow.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, we just listened to Stand By Me, but it reminds me of the scene in Stand By Me. Of the. It's so
yes.
Americana
lard
to
ass.
Have a... Yeah, lard ass. It does remind me of that sort of Americana. There's always a food eating contest. Now they do that at Nathan's on Coney Island.
It's exciting.
In Coney Island, New York.
I couldn't yeah. believe the first year we did it how fun it was. Like everybody got into it. The kids like were rushed the stage and were cheering them on. We have a three-time winner. This guy.
What?
Is
really?
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank is a three-time.
Guy showed up the first year, seriously wearing slacks. Tucked in button-up shirt, didn't even loosen the belt to down a dozen hot dogs in like 8 minutes. And
has he come? Does he? Is he a regular? Does he come in all the time?
Yeah, like, and back then we didn't have gift cards like we do now. We had like little printouts, so we gave him a $100 gift card.
Yeah.
And he came back like a week before the Sausage Fest with his printout with like $6 still left on it. Thing was like marked up like 20 different transactions, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm in." And then he just won again. So he's never paid for a meal at Big Guys. He's just been running on his winnings. So,
all right, well, Brendan, why don't we remind the audience again? This weekend is Sausage Fest at Big Guys on Roosevelt Road at Big Guys Sausage. It's like a block party. They got great events for family and friends. Booze, food,
and,
bouncy houses, bands, you name it.
A meat raffle.
And then you can go there and tease Yves Pierre Romeus, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go
yeah.
go
He's
ahead there and
sweating.
Just
it's
tease
like 120 degrees in that on that line. So. Yeah.
All right. Well,
Yves will be very joyous,
yes,
I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Brendan, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to come back, and when we come back, we'll do a couple more numbers.
And thank
with,
you for being a sponsor.
That's right.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick break. Brendan, thank you again. And when we come back, we'll have Mufasa Harris and Grant O'Brien of the Hemispheres back on. Hooli's Hooli will return after these messages.
Yes. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Guy's Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
AM, the Hooli's Hooli returns, and we are back with Mufasa Harris and Grant O'Brien of the Hemispheres. Thank you for being on the program. How about a round of applause for these guys? They've been killing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to personal injury attorney Tom Gorman.
Sure.
He's one of our sponsors as
He's
well.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. That's the commercial that you'll hear on the air. So a little shout-out to Tom Gorman. If you're having some difficulties and you need some legal help. Representation, give Tom a call.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for being back on the program. Took a little breather there while we had Brendan O'Connor from Big Guys on, and now we're excited to, what are we going to do? We're going to do, this has all been a surprise to me tonight, you guys. It's like, I love it.
Maybe that could be a permanent spot?
Sure.
That's kind of cool.
You kidding me? Of course.
Yeah. Gotta have a musical interlude in the middle of all this going
on here. Of course. Now, well, what songs do you sing when you're doing the competition? How many are in your wheelhouse? Do they assign you a song?
The way it works is that every week, like the rounds 1 through 3,
right?
Judges basically bring who they want back in the competition.
Okay.
Starts out with about maybe 500 people.
Right, and then it whittles down.
Then it whittles down. So when it gets to round 4, that is when the audience actually has input.
Yeah.
To the voting process. Each audience member gets 2 votes. Of course, I recommend you guys vote for me.
Absolutely.
Then you also get a second vote.
Cool.
So with that second vote, you can give it to the best or the worst or however you feel. The choice is yours. But then rounds 4 through 10.
Okay.
Which are every Monday.
Yep, the finals.
So each Monday, they dwindle down to either 6 people are eliminated or 4. Now it's down to 4 people where they're being eliminated.
Yeah.
So they're basically, as of this Monday and next Monday, they're going to tally the votes from these 2 Mondays. And the person with the highest votes moves on to the final.
It's like American
10.
Idol.
Correct, just like that. So then also after that, then it... The day of the finale,
right?
5 of those 10 people will be leaving the competition.
Wow.
So with them leaving that competition, they're going to have their 4 top contenders.
I plan on being there.
And it's kind of running because I have a baby brother. My younger brother is also a singer, and I brought him to the competition this year. So we've been battling it out pretty hard.
Dude, we got to have your brother on the show with you together. That would be awesome.
Dude, he just did a version of... Earned It by the Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so immaculate. It was crazy. It was amazing. So
what are we gonna do? What's this next number gonna be?
This next number is I think everybody's favorite, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I love Marvin Gaye.
We got a little Let's Get It On. You know, I had to bring a little sex appeal for you guys tonight.
You know? Bill and I are pretty
doing
hot,
a little, you know. Well, the luck of the Black Irish.
Yeah, man.
That's me.
All right, well, this is Mufasa Harris and Grant O'Brien of the Hemispheres. Welcome back.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you let's get it on. so much to give. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But since we got to be here, baby, let's live. Oh,
Mufasa Harris and Grant O'Brien of the Hemispheres.
Yeah.
I dig that. Hey, how can our radio listening audience learn more about the Hemispheres? You guys have a website?
Yeah, actually, we do.
I'll speak up. Yeah. I mean, you can find us at, of course, thehemispherechicago.com. Definitely follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thehemispheres. And we're now on Instagram.
Yep, that's the hot thing, yep.
That's the thing, yeah. So you can find us at The Hemisphere Chicago is our username on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some more things along the way, but
yeah.
Those are the best places to find us.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, we got
time for one more number, so why don't we have these guys close us out.
Right, this has been the Hooli's Hooli. I want to thank everybody for listening and coming tonight at Fitzgerald's.
Hey, go and check out Big Guy Sausage Fest.
Big Guy Sausage Fest.
This weekend, Saturday, Saturday, August 8th. Goes till midnight. Go check it out.
And then on Sunday, you can come see the Rob Parton Big Band here at Fitzgerald's for $15. Starts at 6 p.m. Mufasa, let's do one last number. I want everybody to remember your name, Mufasa Harris.
Yes, Tim Mufasa Harris.
You can see him at Duffy's every Monday on Diversity and Pine Grove, essentially.
In Sheridan?
Yeah. In Sheridan. In between those two. and he'll be going for the big competition.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely 2 weeks left. Go down there, vote, and make sure this guy wins this 10 Gs. Yes. What's this last number we're going to do?
I'm going to give you guys a little bit of My Girl Temptations.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, so it's Grant O'Brien and Mufasa Harris of the Hemispheres. They're going to close us out with My Girl. Thank you and good night.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. And when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl, I've got so much honey, the bees and bees. I've got a sweeter song, oh baby, than the birds in the trees. My girl, talking about my girl.
Bye.
That was great.